our previous shiur, we began a discussion on this concept of schar psia. The shalat shuvas petzela chokhma chelik dalet simen yud tes has a discussion with the following shaila, where there was somebody who lived in a home which was not so close to a shul. And he got schar halicha for going to that shul where he davened. However, now he has moved apartments and his new home is close to the shul where he davened until now. And the question that the Betzel HaChokhmah discusses, should he continue davening in the shul where he always has davened till now? Or should he perhaps start davening in the other shul in town, which is further, in order that he should get schar halicha? And he quotes the Gemara in Masechta Saita, and our Gemara here in Masechta Baba Metzia, that teaches us the concept of schar halicha. He says, however, it's interesting. The Gemara Masechta Saita that we learn about the halacha of schar halicha refers to a situation where a woman was davening in the shul of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, obviously, the shul of Rabbi Yochanan, he says, was a Beis HaMedrash. And he quotes Gemara in Masechta Megillah Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph that says a Beis HaKnesses has a higher level of Kedusha than a Beis HaMedrash. So why did this woman go to daven in the Beis HaMedrash when she could have davened in the Beis HaKnesses? So he wants to make the point. From here we see that it must have been that although there was a Beis HaKnesses in the town of this woman, it was still preferable to daven in the Beis HaMedrash, because by going to the Beis HaMedrash, there was schar halicha involved, and how important schar halicha is. And he quotes a whole list of achronim, starting with the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah that we quoted in our previous year, and the Chaya Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chasam Sofer, that all teach us the importance of schar halicha in choosing where we daven. He then goes into the question which we discussed in our previous year, but how can we speak about schar halicha? Isn't there a concept of eim avirim ala mitzvah? So he says, eim avirim ala mitzvah only applies when we have two mitzvahs, and we need to choose which mitzvah to do. So eim avirim ala mitzvah teaches us to do the mitzvah that comes to our hand first, mitzvah abob liyotcha al tachmitzena. However, when there's only one mitzvah involved, then there's no concept of eim avirim al mitzvahs. So for example, if we put on a talis and tefillin in the morning, so we have to be careful to put our talis in our talis bag in a way that we should first come to the talis before we come to the tefillin, because we're supposed to put on the talis first, but if we'll touch our tefillin first, we'll have a problem with eim avirim al mitzvahs. But here we only have one mitzvah, the mitzvah of davening. There we don't say a concept of eim avirim al mitzvahs. Another point he makes, that we don't say eim avirim ala mitzvahs when that's the way the mitzvah is supposed to be done. So if the way davening is supposed to be done, the proper way, is with a schar halicha, so then there's no concept of eim avirim ala mitzvahs. But he says, in a place where a person always davened in a certain shul. And in that shul, and he picked that shul, he chose that shul, because of Schar Halicha. And now that's the shul where he likes to daven. There we don't say that he should, because of Schar Halicha, change the shul that he davened in, is always davening in. Certainly he makes a point that if the shul that he davens in is a shul where there's peace amongst the people, and not necessarily so is the case in the shul that's not so close to his home, Schar Halicha doesn't tell us, and this is the point that it seems that all Achroidim hold, as important as Schar Halicha is, Schar Halicha is not more important than choosing the right shul. And a shul where a person has Roivam, a shul where a person has a Mochashev Rav, a shul, as he says, where the people live in peace together, or it's in general a shul where a person feels that his davening is better, that certainly supersedes the concept of Schar Halicha. The contention that this was only by a woman, not by men, he disagrees. He says the raya is because the Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Tzadik Siv Ches says that the Gemara Masechet Brachos Daf Ches Amud Beis teaches us Amar Yeshua ben Levi Oslo L'Adam Shiyava Achuri Besek Knesses. Now that I walk past the shul when people are davening, when may you not pass the shul when people are davening and not walk in? Only if there is no other shul in town. So he says, if there was a concept of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs, so why would this be a heter? So we see that the concept of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs doesn't apply in such a situation. And therefore, he paskins. There is no concept of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs if my point is to do the mitzvah in a more preferable manner. Certainly, somebody could pass a closer shul to daven in a further shul if he prefers davening in that shul. Certainly if that shul is a shul with a shalom, that's a shul where a person should want to daven. If somebody, however, has gone accustomed to daven in a shul and he had schar licha for walking to that shul, and now that shul, now he wants to change, now he moved, and he wants to change shuls to get Schar Halicha, he may. This halacha, he says, of Schar Halicha applies to men and women equally. But in a case where a person was always davening in a shul which was further from his home, and now he moved, and the shul is closer to his home, he says that such an individual should continue davening in the shul that he is accustomed to davening. There's a tshuva in the Shal Shetshuvas Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Beis, Simen Yud Zayin. He discusses a situation which comes up where people choose to take their car to daven, to go to shul, even though the shul is not so far from them home. And the question is that appropriate? So he quotes the Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Davav Amabeis.
The Gemara says the Amar Abchelba Amar Afuna Hayotze Beisakneses Ayefsiya Psiyagasa. If somebody lose shoe, leave shoe, he shouldn't take a big step. Amar Abay Loi Marn El Lameka. That's talking about leaving shoe. Avel Meil Mitzvah Lermirit. There's a mitzvah to run shoe. Shenemar Near the Fall of Dasas Hashem. And the Gemara continues. Amar Abzeir Mireish Kev Chazinalu Lerabonon. The Karati Lepirke B'Shabtzah. When I saw Rabbanim running to the drosh on Shabbos, Amina ka mechalyin Rabbanim Shabbata. I was concerned that Rabbanim are being mechal Shabbos. Kim the Shemana lahodr of Tamchum on Mishum Malevi. But when I heard what Rav Tamchum said in the name of Mishum Malevi, loyalim adam yards adam dvar locha fil b'Shabbos, that a person should learn, run to learn even on Shabbos. Shnema achrei Hashem yelchu kari yishag anan nami ritna. I began to run as well. So we see there's a point to run to shul, and this is a halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tzadik Sif Yud Beis. But now he goes into a question. He says, this halacha that we're learning that there's a point to run to shul, why? Is it that you should get to shul quicker, earlier, not miss minyan? Or is the point of running to shul because by running to shul you're showing that this is what's important to you and this is something that is valuable to you? And he says that certainly the point is to show that it's valuable and important to you, not just to get to shul on time. And he brings a very nice raya. He says the Rambam twice speaks about running to shul. In Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam says, mitzvah lorutz lebeis haknesses. There's a mitzvah to run to shul. In Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam says, mutar lorutz b'shabbos l'dvar mitzvah. It's permissible to run for dvar mitzvah on Shabbos. Kegon shiyorutz lebeis haknesses lebeis medrash. If you're running to beis haknesses lebeis medrash. So he points out, here it says mitzvah. And here it says mutter. Why does the Rambam use different languages? So he says, because the mitzvah is a mitzvah to run. Just on Shabbos, it's not mutter to run. So that's why the Rambam says, if it's a situation where you have to get to shul, you're going to be late, there it's mutter. But it seems from here, he says beautifully, that the mitzvah of running to shul, not Shabbos, during the week, is an independent mitzvah. To show that this is something that's important to you, that you're running to shul. And therefore, one should run to shul. One's going to shul should be in a fashion that shows that he's being matriach himself and it's important to him to daven. And therefore, he quotes a shayos atshuvos Torah l'shma siman mem that discusses that there's a wealthy person who could walk to shul, but it's not, he's a very wealthy person, he has a limousine with a driver. Could he go to shul with his limousine or driver, or should he go walk to shul? And he says that the Rav Paolim Paskins that one should walk to shul. And he quotes and he says, we see that just like there was a point to walk to shul, to walk to be oil regular, here too there's a point to go and exert oneself to go to shul. He does make an interesting comment. He says that one is driving to shul, I guess for whatever reason, if possible, one should not park right in front of the shul. Maybe should park a little further away from the shul. At least show that he's walking some distance to go to the shul. Although we did quote in our earlier shiurim from the Marshag and from the Divrei Malkiel that don't necessarily agree with such a point. And they say that the only time we say there's a concept of schar alicha is when you're indeed walking to shul. But just to add steps
which were unnecessary, that may not be included in Schar Halicha. So if I drove to Shul, and I'm already driving anyway, and just to specially park a little further away, I'm not sure that that would be included in Schar Halicha. In concluding this concept, this discussion of Schar Halicha, this interesting machloikis, is Schar Halicha only said by going to Davin and Shul, or Schar Halicha by all mitzvahs? The Maral and the Nesivos Olam says that the entire concept of Schar Halicha refers to when one goes to Davin. Because it says, what is the point of davening? It says the point of davening is to connect ourselves to Hashem. Hashem finds himself in the shul. So by running to shul, we're showing that we're anxious to get closer to shul, to getting closer to Hashem. So according to him, it's only by going to the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. The Rebbeinu Bechaya, however, says all mitzvahs. He says, Levakas HaChoylim, Lelavas HaMesim, Lenachem HaVeilim, Kol Elam, by all these situations, we're referring to a situation of a mitzvah, and there's a mitzvah of psiois, the schar and godel, for doing schar alicha, says the Rebbeinu Bechaya, in any mitzvah one is to perform.